Good morning. It's 6:58 on March 29th, 2012. I'm still in Oregon, still at Lincoln City, still inside. Today, actually, there's a storm out it's apparently pretty dangerous out there. The sustained winds are running 30 to 40 miles an hour. It's raining quite heavily. There is a storm watch. People have been warned to stay off the beaches. Not that I've actually even much more than glimpsed the beaches, but it's a pretty ugly morning. I'm not looking forward to having to go out in it, just even to make the short walk over to the dining hall or to get into the car to drive to the office. Today's activities will include a lot of writing, some sitting around and chatting, and some more writing. Things are beginning to come to a peak. Today is Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. The seminar itself will run quite late in the day on Saturday, and then Sunday I'll fly home. But we're getting to the point now where things have to start tapering off just because the amount of time available for feedback afterwards is shrinking. So today we'll get feedback on our first round of short stories. I have to finish my second short story by tomorrow night. And the difficulty, of course, is that in addition to each short story, we have 1,500 words of writing exercises to do every single day. And starting today, the possibility is that if we didn't get the writing exercise for yesterday correct, we'll have to redo them. It's not a question of just touching them here and there, it's redo them. Because we will have missed the fundamental point of the lesson. So it could be an interesting day. I had my first nope yesterday, which would have been a redo. And I actually agree. After the discussion of what the subject was, I realized what exactly was wrong with that one. All the rest of the stuff that I've gotten since day two, day one was not, I didn't do too well, but all the rest of the stuff has come back very good. So it seems like I'm getting his points and able to express them in ways that are acceptable to him. So that's a good news. A couple of people noticed that I did sound rather bad yesterday. that was pretty ugly. I really didn't have enough sleep, and my medications at 3 in the morning instead of 10 o'clock the previous night made for a very rough morning for me. I did come back. I did do some writing. Instead of eating lunch, I took a nap. I slept for almost 2 hours in the middle of the day. That helped give me a little bit of a boost. I came back last night around 10 and did a little bit of writing, did a little bit of reading, but basically went to bed early and slept through till almost 6 o'clock this morning. So I got a good night's sleep last night in addition to having a nap yesterday afternoon. So I'm feeling a lot better today. I've only got a couple more days to go, and then I'll be able to go home, sleep in my own bed, bathe in my own shower. It'll be, things will be getting back somewhat to normal. I'm very serious about trying to adopt some of these techniques when I get home, not the least of which is setting aside some block of time during the day to deal with getting out the words I need to get out. And we've been writing relatively small numbers of words every day, 1,500 words a day for exercises, and then another 1,000 words a day in short story. So 2,500, 3,000 words a day. It's not been too terribly obnoxious when you consider that in addition to that, we've been in classes between 4 and 6 hours each day, plus an hour's worth of mealtime. It's worked out pretty well. And I haven't turned out anything that I can really use, but it's been a really good exercise. And so I need to try to keep that in mind. I see myself as a binge writer. Being here has proved to me that I'm not necessarily just a binge writer, that when push comes to shove, if I have something that needs to get onto the page, it gets onto the page. I need to keep that in mind, because I think I can use this going forward in the year. So I'm not going to blather on for too long, in part because I still have a few thousand words to go. I really need to get the short story for tomorrow night. I really need to get that short story done before breakfast, if possible, so that I've got something going into the day that I'm not going to be sandbagged if I get a rewrite on top of the 1,500-word exercise that he suggested that we not do until we get the feedback from yesterday, which means I won't get to start the 15 words for today until 1 o'clock this afternoon. They'll be due at 7. So that's going to be rather a tight deadline, and I really need to get some, if not most, of this story done before that. So I'm going to go on with the day. I'll post this later when I get to the office. There's no network here this morning at all. I should feel quite lucky that there is actually electricity, because apparently the electrical grid does not do well in high winds here. So with that, I'll talk to you tomorrow.